I'm Pickle, and this is the Pickle and Gravy Podcast.
Let's do it.
This is my friend.
Hi, I'm Gravy.
That's Gravy.
Tasty Gravy.
Tasty Gravy.
Let's go.
I would know, but... Anyways, this is a podcast, and we talk about ghosts and stuff.
Exactly. It's wonderful. We talk about ghosts and everything ghost-related. Everything. Such as goblins.
And ghouls. And...
First up on the agenda.
Gators. They're pretty scary.
Gators? Oh, I can't live in Louisiana, man. I get scared
as balls. San Luis, Louisiana? Is that what it was?
I live in San Louisiana.
San Louisiana?
San Louisiana.
Yep, that place.
All right, first on the agenda, bada bing.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Bada booski, where do we
go? All right, so, we got some scary stories here.
Whoa!
What kind of scary stories do you like, Gravy?
I like the ones involving ghouls.
Ghouls?
And goblins.
I got some ghoulish stories.
Let's do it.
Well, we've got the one about, what's that one called? The one about the devil on Washington Rock. That's not the one.
That's not really
ghouls, but we got the Goblin of Easton.
Let's do it.
You want to hear the story about the Goblin of Easton?
I do. Let's do it.
All right. We got the Goblin of Easton right here. All right. Once upon a time, there was a monk, and he loved money and power more than he loved God. Oh. What kind of monk is that?
Dude, that's a crazy monk. That's a bad, greedy-ass monk.
Greedy-ass monk. So, he would hear the confessions of the good folk of the mission, and he would blackmail them into giving him gold and silver. He got their deepest, darkest secrets, and then he blackmailed them.
I feel like I am this monk.
You feel like you're a monk?
I am this monk.
I hope you're not this monk. Because he beat a poor woman to death.
Dude!
And then he got in prison because she told the cops that he was blackmailing them. And so he beat her to death, and they sent her to jail. He sent him to jail.
Dude, that's not very monkey.
And after he got hung, they cut down his corpse, and then he transformed into a goblin.
What? Wait, they cut that? Okay, so they hung him
for his crimes.
Cut down his corpse.
Cut down his corpse.
And then goblin.
And then he turned into a goblin. He grew, his face got twisted. And he grew small tufts from either side of his nose.
Sweet toasted Jesus.
And then his wet hair grew long and greasy, and two pointed canines emerged from his slit of a mouth.
Oh.
He opened his yellow eyes and sprang to feet that now have claws instead of toes.
Oh my God, that reminds me of the time I walked down the alley. Homeless person jumped out. Crazy eyes, canine teeth. I beat the shit out of him.
He had canine teeth?
Yep.
Was he a dog?
He was a dog.
So,
I killed the dog.
You beat up a rabid dog in the street.
I killed the dog last week. I didn't do it, ladies and gentlemen. You know me. I'm innocent. It's Gravy here.
Sorry. Don't listen to Gravy because he's crazy. So, the people screamed and fled because they knew that no prayers could banish their former brother in faith goblin.
Exactly.
And so he ran off into the forest only to return at night and prey on other monks.
A little
Not more. Pray as in... Oh God, pray, but pray as in eat your face, pray.
Okay, that kind of pray.
It wouldn't make sense the other way, because then if he prayed to the monks, that'd be kind of weird. The goblin walking up and be like, "Hey, monk, let's talk to God."
Exactly. You can't pray your way out of this. Little known fact: goblins are stronger than God.
They now?
They are God's only weakness.
Okay, I never knew this.
Yep.
Interesting. So the monks abandoned the mission and they moved to another part of the country. And now the mission house has fallen into ruin. Know what that mission house is called now?
IHOP.
Sure. I actually don't know where I was going with that. IHOP sounds as good as anything I can come up with right now.
That's a good story.
That's a good story? Yeah, the first comment is, it's not bad. I like the story.
That was on July 30th, 2010 at 12:47.
That was a couple years ago. And next person,
that's creepy.
And this person, how could a monk be evil? I mean, he's a religious person. It is not, and I mean, not scary.
Next comment, ladies and gentlemen. It says, cool story.
Cool story.
As in, bro. Speaking of bro, we have a special guest. His name is Soup. BRB.
Well, you're supposed to go get Soup before you introduce him. So I guess I will tell the story about Midgetville. Midgetville is a community of midgets. I don't know where it is. It's actually in Vienna, Virginia. Okay, so there were a collection of small cottages that were torn down in 2008, but the site was built as a summertime resort so that people could escape from the stressful lifestyle of Washington, D.C.
Meow, meow, I'm back.
Meow, meow, you're back. Speaking of meow, meow, we got a story about Hello Kitty. You want to hear a story about Hello Kitty Soup? Say hello, Soup.
Hello.
This is our friend Soup. He likes soup.
I am from the Motherlands.
The Motherlands? Okay. So we've got a story about a murderer who apparently likes Hello Kitty in Hong Kong, China. Have you ever been to Hong Kong, China?
Jeez.
Soup, have you ever been to Hong Kong, China?
I only know what is Russia.
You've only been to Russia.
Oh, God.
I wasn't aware that we were in Russia, but that might be because I'm drunk out of my gourd. So, all right.
What is gourd?
It's a type of fruit or vegetable or something like that. I don't know. I don't eat fruits or vegetables, so how would I know? I'm a pickle. Okay. So, in Hong Kong, there was a nightclub hostess who was kidnapped and tortured in an apartment.
What?
She was decapitated and her head was put into a Hello Kitty doll.
Hello Kitty. Hello Kitty did this?
Yes, Hello Kitty murdered and tortured her.
Dude, why do they worship this cat?
Her head into her own doll of Hello Kitty-ness.
Oh, it's like a reverse Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
What?
Hence the name of the case, Hello Kitty Murder.
I think yes. I have a doll like that at house.
You have a Hello Kitty doll?
No, like the one described in this case.
A Hello Kitty doll?
Da.
Yeah. Okay. So, apparently... Wait, so who did this? I'm trying to figure it out. So three guys did this. And they were convicted of manslaughter. Because the remains could not identify exactly how she died, so they couldn't convict her of whatever they did.
What a catastrophe.
Wow.
Ha. Ha.
Wow. You're turning this into a slurry of puns. This is a serious case that happened in 1999, apparently.
You might say it was the perfect crime. Bow! Ba-doom!
And enough of Hello Kitty. Alright, we're going to tell another scary story. It's called Raw Head and Bloody Bones.
Oh.
Boy.
Okay, so, alright. So, tell me. Where's Missouri, Soup? Do you know where Missouri is? Because apparently you've never left Russia.
Missouri. It is name of dog. Like it's child.
You had a dog named Missouri.
Nah.
That's an odd name for a Russian child's dog.
He is long dead. I do not know where he is.
Where did you come up with the name Missouri?
My grandparents gave it to us when they died.
And they died. Your grandparents gave you a dog named Missouri when you died.
Bah.
Okay. Alright. So we're going to tell a story about Rawhead and Bloody Bones.
Alright, let's do it.
Okay. So once upon a time, there was a woman, a scrawny old woman, who got a reputation for being the best conjuring woman in the Ozarks.
Conjuring.
Yeah. She had a crooked nose and... a green eye and a yellow eye, and she had black and gray hair, and yeah, she was not pretty.
Reminds me of my grandmother Tatiana.
Your grandmother Tatiana looked like the crazy lady from the Ozarks. What was your grandmother the crazy lady from the Ozarks? You don't know how to respond to that? Maybe that's because it's true.
I do not know.
You do not know? Okay. Anyways. She liked to make medicine for people. And her walls are lined with, like, a bunch of weird books and stuff.
What kind of medicine?
Oh, I don't know, like, herbal medicines?
Oh, I see what she's doing.
She was doing a little puff, puff. Puff, puff in the magic dragon.
Got it.
That's what she was doing? Okay. So she liked to conjure stuff. And the only friend that she had was a mean old razorback hog. Have you ever eaten a razorback hog soup?
Oh, they're so good.
No, you should try it sometime. I had one when I was in the Ozarks, visiting your grandmother.
Fascinating.
Yes, I know. Anyways.
You Americans bore me.
You bore me. Get out of here, Soup! Get out of here! Get out of here! Get out of out of here! Peon! Shoo! You don't want none of your kind here!
I will be back.
No, you won't! Say goodbye to Soup, everybody. Soup's gone.
Goodbye,
Soup. He's a hater.
You'll never leave.
You will leave, and you're gonna like it.
Soup's my cousin? I'd like to apologize. See, I brought him in. He said he could speak English, but I don't know what the frick is going on. I don't know. I'm a little toasted right now.
Yeah.
So, let's see what's going on here. So, okay. Yeah, old Betty, she had a hog that ran around her place. Oh, God, you should see what this hog does. It rooted everything up. Eating the pigs, eating the garbage.
Wait, the hog ate the pigs?
Eating the pigs.
So the hog's a cannibal.
Yeah, he broke into their fridge and ate all their ham. What an
interesting
ass. Some folks swore up and down.
So now he's a mule.
He's basically a pack mule.
Okay.
Sometimes walked upright like a man. Ooh, so it's like Animal Farm.
I never actually read that.
Oh, okay.
So I have no idea what you're talking about.
Anyway, one fellow claimed he'd seen the pig.
Wait. What, do you know what this pig's name was?
Ginger.
No, it wasn't.
Biscuit.
No, it wasn't. It can't be Biscuit. Who names a pig Biscuit?
I do.
No, you don't.
I have a pig named Biscuit on my
farm.
You have
a pig named Biscuit?
Yeah.
You have a farm?
Down in Louisiana.
San Luis, Louisiana?
San Luis, Louisiana.
Why have I never heard about your farm?
I feed it corn and gravy.
Corn and gravy. Interesting meal. Interesting meal. Anyways. So the pig would follow her on her cabin.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, let's continue with the story. Gravy.
Okay, yeah. So yeah, old Betty, she would cook up all these batches of weed, and she'd give them all to her hog, and her hog would run up crazy up and down the kitchen, eating everything. It was a mess. What happened then?
So then they would go into town, and people would like to see this pig, because this pig was always stoned out of its mind.
Exactly.
And so it'd be like just ripping down the street.
Ripping.
Like a motorcycle. It just go right down the street.
That's what weed does to you, ladies and gentlemen.
That's what pig weed does. That's what happens when pigs eat weed. So anyways, one day, she went in town and somebody asked her, "Hey, where's your pig, lady? Where's the pig?" And so she's okay. Like, okay, so.
Why did they want to know where the pig was?
Well, she was, because they were used to seeing her when she went in town to get, like, her remedies to sell people. Because she'd go into town, because she was basically a drug dealer.
Okay.
So she'd go into town, and they'd be like, "Hey, where's your stoned pig?" And she'd be like, I don't know where he is.
So she had a customer named Old Jim. And Old Jim, you see, he had no bacon on his plate at breakfast. He's like, "Hey, well, what am I going to do here? Oh, Old Betty's got a hog. Let's chop it up and fry us
some bacon." That may be what happened. But that's not what's happening in the story right now. So she's like, "I don't know where the pig is. Have you seen him?" And then this guy's like, "Hey, ain't nobody seen your pig."
Ain't nobody.
And then they're like, we'll keep an eye out for you. And she's like, thanks. And then if you see him, just let me know. And so she headed off, and she sold her weed or whatever.
Yep.
And she got pissed when she went home because she wasn't used to seeing her pig disappear.
Of course.
And then so she mixed up some weird kind of drugs. Some, I don't even know what she was making. But then the drugs were so strong that she was hallucinating, and she started talking to the drugs.
Whoa.
Yeah. And so she's like asking the drugs, like, "Where's that pig?" And then the drugs clouded, and she started to see pictures in them. She started to see pictures in the drugs.
Is this human?
Yes. Right there. She started talking to the liquid, and it clouded. And she saw the pictures in the liquid.
God, who wrote this? Okay.
Clearly, they were on the old lady's drugs.
Oh, she's cooking up mad mushrooms.
Mad mushrooms.
One of the hogs was rawhead. Then she saw him taking down the hogs. What is this? Where folks from the next town were slaughtering their razorbacks.
So the folks from the next town took her pig and killed it.
Okay.
This is the town where she sold her drugs.
Dude, this is a mean town.
Yeah, I know. So she got pissed off that her pig friend died.
Okay.
It was plain and simple murder.
Murder.
So everybody in the counties knew that the pig was her friend, and so they went over to that hog town to go kill whoever killed her pig.
Vengeance.
Now, since she was a wizard, she also knew dark secrets.
Whoa.
So she took out her spell book, and she had a seance where she started to chant, "Raw head and bloody bones. Raw head and bloody bones." Like that.
Okay.
And so all the lights went out in her house, and clouds of smoke billowed into her house.
Okay.
And spirits started coming out of the ground. And then a strike of lightning hit, and it hit her, and her hair turned white. And then it hit on another place, and it told her where to go. And so she started going over there.
Sweet, crispy Jesus, that is terrifying.
And then she went, where it hit the second time was where it turned out was her pig was. So she followed the lightning strike, and she went and found the guy who took her pig. And then it hit the pig's body, and then it turned the pig into alive. It made the pig alive again.
It turned it into alive.
Yes, that's
into
what happened.
Into a life.
It turned the pig alive again, and then that's where she went. So she found the live pig, and the pig stained it up and started dancing. Bloody bones, get up and dance.
And then everyone just got so just scared shitless. They started whipping out their knives, and they cut up old Jim.
Well, not quite.
Okay.
So then the pig starts standing up and walking around.
Okay.
And then it started looking for weapons to kill the hunter with, because the hunter's the guy who killed him. So the pig's looking for weapons to kill the hunter.
So he pulls out his hockey stick.
Well, not necessarily. So then the pig finds the hunter, and then he strangles the hunter. And then that's the end of the story.
Good. Thank God the story's freaking awful.
It's a pretty bad story. It was pretty entertaining because it was about a drug old lady. This probably never even happened. She probably just hallucinated the whole thing.
This probably actually happened?
Maybe.
It happened in my hometown. You wouldn't know.
I thought this happened in the Ozarks.
San Luis.
I don't even know. Aren't the Ozarks like somewhere in the south or something?
Mississippi. Yeah, I'm from the Ozarks.
Yeah.
Born and raised.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. So anyways.
All right. Next story. Ba-bang.
We've got a story about a Japanese ghost. Have you ever been to Japan?
I have several times.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. I have a kid there.
You have a kid there?
Yep.
What's the kid's name?
Kid's name is Butterbean.
Butterbean.
Yep.
You're not married, are you?
No.
Okay.
It was
so,
out of wedlock.
The mother let you name her child Butterbean?
Yeah, see, you know, I got a hooker. I was a little careless.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Long story short, I got a kid named Butterbean.
Butterbean.
I visit her every once in a while. I give her candy and ramen, and she's all
happy. Oh, the kid's a good girl.
Yeah.
Oh, Butterbean. Okay. So, anyways, this is a story that happens in your hometown.
All right.
In wherever Japan was, where the kid was born.
Okay.
So, it's about Teki-Teki.
Teki-Teki?
Teki-Teki.
That's your name. That's what I call my IT guy.
Your IT guy?
Teki-Teki.
You call him Teki-Teki?
Yep.
So Teki-Teki is the name of this ghost. And it is the scariest ghost ever.
Oh, no.
So, like a skeptic, American skeptic, when I first heard this story, I did not believe it.
Yeah, but why would you believe this?
I don't know. But apparently, Teki-Teki is the real deal.
Okay.
So, the moral of the story is, don't go out in the dark alone.
Wait, you can't give the moral before you've told the story.
Well, that's how this story works.
Tell the story.
You gotta know the moral, because otherwise, you'll immediately follow what the story does. And I won't have enough time to tell you the moral of the story. So you gotta know beforehand, do not go outside in the dark, because Teki-Teki will eat your freaking face off.
Yep, the moral of the story here is never mix your biscuits and your gravy, because you'll get a nasty mess. Anyway,
okay.
Story.
So anyways, Teki-Teki.
Yep.
The story of Teki-Teki
yep.
is about a girl.
Mm-hmm.
I just lost my place in this book. Okay, anyways.
What's your name?
Her name is Teki-Teki.
Okay.
So anyways, Teki-Teki is a Japanese girl, and she jumped into the subway. Because she thought she saw her pet cat.
Mm-hmm.
And so she jumped in the subway to get her pet cat. But she got split in half by a train.
Dude.
And now, her spirit gets pissed off. And now, anytime she sees a guy who reminds her of her cat,
okay,
she chases them and cuts them in half.
Wait, a guy who reminds her of her cat?
Well, her cat was kind of
Cats
weird.
Are not human-like. They don't have human...
Her cat was an interesting cat.
Was it human?
She was kind of crazy, and so she thought her cat looked like a guy. And so now whenever she sees a guy who thinks she looks like her cat.
Oh, it was a crazy cat lady in the making.
Yeah. Yeah, crazy pretty much. Kid. So she chases down anybody who thinks she thinks looks like her cat and goes, whoosh, cuts them all in half.
With the butcher knife?
Well, no, it's actually her nails.
Okay.
So her name, Tiki Tiki, is based off the noises that she makes as she runs and her long nailed hands clack against the ground like this. That's where her name comes from, Tiki Tiki.
Oh. Tiki 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 Tiki
Tiki Tiki Tiki. Like that. That's the story, Tiki Tiki.
Jeez. That's terrifying. Yeah. I'm never going to Japan again. You know what, Butterbean? Yeah. I'll send you a letter.
You'll send Butterbean a letter. Okay. So, we got another story.
Okay.
Tell us the story.
Oh, of course. Yes. So, this is from a website called Real Ghost Stories and Experiences. These are real, 100% real. They are verified by the National Science Foundation.
Right, here we of go. San Luis, Louisiana.
Of San Luis, Louisiana. This is called The Little Chihuahua. This is a real story, mind you. Real story. Okay. Let's see. Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah.
Let's start here, shall we? Okay. Here we go. This is by Rochelle. Here's what she says.
Tokyo Town in San Bakataka in Japan.
Yep, San Bakataka. That's next to the famed Harajuku district. Where all the trainees go. All right. So, she says, it took me many months before I could recall my experience of the paranormal. I believe it was because it frightened me so much that I subconsciously forgot about it.
So she forgot about it, but then remembered it.
Exactly.
That's very convenient, Miss Richelle.
It sounds like she was on the marijuana.
Oh, marijuana.
That might be it. I remember my mother telling me about her strange childhood and all the weird things that happened in her house. The focal point of her stories generally involved her mother.
Her mother, okay.
That's a creep fest.
Oh, but her mother was into the occult.
Oh, she was. Yes. She had no fear in getting involved with some of the scarier stuff.
So she was basically a Wiccan.
Basically Wiccan?
Basically.
Wiccan.
She liked to cast spells and go, ooh.
Wiccans are, they're candle makers.
Oh.
You're thinking of a witch.
I'm thinking of a wicker maker. A wicker man.
Is that the shit movie with Nicolas Cage going, the maze?
It might possibly be.
Okay, that might be.
I do not know.
Okay, so grandma's in the occult. Everything's going crazy. She would sometimes see a beautiful Indian princess when she looked in the mirror.
Indian, as in from India, or Indian, as in the commonly used term for someone who was originally from America.
I think they mean Native American, but they could just be insensitive. Cool. So my mother thought that she would take a peek the next time her mom was in the bathroom so that she could view this lovely princess too.
Oh, so her mom wanted to see the princess.
Exactly. She's like, hey, Pocahontas, let's go. Instead, when my mom peeked around the door, in the mirror, looking back at my grandmother, was this horrible-looking monster.
Interesting. You know what I think?
What do you think?
I think that this monster, or whatever they see in the mirror, is a reflection of their inner self.
Very insightful, sir.
So, when the grandmother looked in the mirror, she saw a pretty Indian princess. Which means that her inner self is actually a beautiful Native American woman. I don't know if she was actually Native American, but it stands to reason that it might quite possibly be. Now, when the mom looked in the mirror, she saw a horrible-looking monster. I mean, she's a terrible person.
That would make total sense.
It makes perfect sense. Now we continue with the story.
Anyway, so after that incident, strange things would happen. My mom had a large teddy bear in the corner of her room, full of cocaine. One night, she woke up and the bear had lifted its arm out as if reaching for her.
Probably because she was hallucinating on drugs.
Exactly. She was reaching for a decocainum. Things would also occasionally levitate in the house, including David Blaine. He came over and he's like,
and hey. David Bowie.
Hey, David Bowie. Scared as she was, she never told anyone, especially my grandfather. She kept everything from my grandfather. Just she didn't give a dang, a diddly dang.
Nope.
She already had a strained relationship with her dad because she made spaghetti all the time and did
Why
not
did
want...
Why did her dad not like spaghetti? Why did your dad not like spaghetti?
Because he's not Italian.
Come on, man. I'm not Italian, but I love me some spaghetti.
You do?
I do.
I think you might be part Italian.
I don't think so.
You have to be Italian to like spaghetti. Leave a comment below
Leave a comment below.
If you're not Italian, say whether or not you like spaghetti.
Tell us.
We'll promptly not read
you that. You have to put it in the proper format, though. You write Italian, and then you put a colon,
mm-hmm.
and then you write yes or no.
Mm-hmm.
And then you write spaghetti, colon, and then you write yes or no.
Yep. And then...
So if you're Italian and you like spaghetti, it will say yes, yes. If you're Italian and you don't like spaghetti, yes, no, and so forth, so forth.
Yep. And yep. then all you need is full name, social security number, and then we're good.
You're good.
All right, continue. I didn't really think much about her stories until I experienced them firsthand twice. Bum, bum, bum. During the first incident, we paid a visit. They lived in Ohio, and we lived in New York.
Interesting.
My mother was...
Have you ever been to Ohio?
I have. I have a sister there.
I have not. I've heard it's pretty crappy.
Oh,
it's no offense to any Ohioans out there, but I've never heard very many good things.
Ohioans?
Ohioans.
You know, they're really happy to greet you.
Because they're high.
Because they go, Ohio.
That was a terrible joke. You're just on a roll of terrible puns this podcast. That's bad. Anyways.
Okay. Where am I?
You were there.
My mother was concerned about my grandmother's continued involvement in the occult.
Well, she was basically summoning demons.
Yeah. Well, she thought things were just fine, and then my grandfather thought she was just crazy.
Like everybody is.
Anyhow, it was just, as we were ready to leave, my grandmother stood on the stairs of her house. What happened next, I could not believe.
Lovely.
A man's voice came out of her mouth.
So wait. A man's voice came out of her mouth.
Yep.
Were you sure she wasn't originally a man to begin with?
Maybe she had a ding-a-ling change.
Is that what you call it?
That's the technical term.
Okay.
I'm a doctor.
You're a doctor?
Yep.
Interesting. I was not aware.
My name is Dr. Gravy.
Should you actually take a look at this rash?
Oh, sure.
I've got this rash on my stomach.
Of course. Is there some redness?
Yeah, well, look at it. I mean, it's pretty red.
Okay, that is pretty red. Okay,
what do you think caused it? Do you think it's a ghost?
I think too many biscuits.
Too many biscuits.
So what you gotta do is apply butter to the rash.
Are they haunted biscuits?
They are.
Is this butter that I apply haunted butter?
See, the reason behind that is because your grandma...
Is it holy butter?
It's because your grandma died eating biscuits.
So I put holy butter on it.
Yep.
I gotta get the butter to be blessed by a priest.
Yeah, first you gotta rub it on a priest's face.
Oh, okay.
And then you scrape it off.
And then put it on my rash?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
That's what you do.
Thank you. Anyways, about the rest of the story. So a man's voice just came out of her mouth. What happens next?
Oh, God. And then, at that time, my parents did not give this incident much thought until a couple of months later, a drunk driver hit us.
Wait, what?
Yeah, suddenly a drunk driver hit them a couple months later, I guess, and they connect it to this.
How are those incidents related in the slightest bit?
I don't know. They'll just connect this to anything horrible that happened to them.
A man's voice came out of her mouth. Oh, no, wait. You missed a part. Oh. The man's voice came out of her mouth and said that they would find everybody dead on a highway.
Oh.
But then they got hit by a drunk driver, but they didn't die. So the man's voice is stupid and doesn't know crap.
So he was wrong.
He was wrong because he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Exactly.
That's the thing about all these, like, ooh, supernatural prophecies. They're always like, blah, 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 blah. Something incredibly vague is going to happen to you. And so then when something incredibly vague actually does happen to you, you're like, holy crap, they got it right!
Exactly.
That's what always happens.
That's how all prophets work.
Exactly.
Make a bunch of bull predictions.
Exactly.
Something's bound to happen.
Okay. So, we're just about at the tail end of the podcast, but we got one more little tale for you guys.
One more.
And it's about humans looking too.
Okay. That's arousing.
You think that's arousing?
Yep.
Okay. So, once upon a time,
mm-hmm.
there was a young girl named Lisa.
Simpson?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe. So, she was left alone home at night because mm-hmm. her parents always worked late. And so her parents decided to get her a dog to keep her company.
Okay, makes sense.
So one night, she was constantly awakened by a constant dripping sound.
Do you think the dog has a bladder problem?
She was waking by a dripping sound. So she, it might be the dog.
Okay.
But no, actually, apparently, it was the tap, the water faucet.
Uh-huh.
So she went to go turn it off.
Okay, okay.
As she got back into bed, she stuck her hand under the bed and the dog licked it. And then the dropping sound continued.
Okay, the dog's peeing.
So she went in the bathroom and turned off the tap there too. So she turned it off in the kitchen and then in the bathroom. And then she went to the bedroom and stuck her hand under the bed. And the dog licked again. But the dripping continued. So she went outside and she turned off the taps up there. She came into the bed, stuck her hand under it, and the dog licked again.
Uh-huh.
But the dripping continued. And so she looked and she listened for the source of the tipping.
Okay.
Dripping. But it was coming from the cupboard. So she opened the cupboard and there her dog was, hanging upside down with its neck cut. And written on the window on the inside of the cupboard was, "Humans can lick too." So apparently there was some dude sleeping under her bed licking her hand every time she stuck it in there.
Ew. She probably got AIDS.
How would she get AIDS?
Saliva.
Unless she had a wound on her hand.
Humans can lick too.
Humans can lick too. So that's the end of our podcast.
Thanks for watching, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you for watching. I hope you enjoyed this terrible show of camaraderie and comedy.
That sounds wonderful.
That sounds wonderful.
Anyway, join us next time. We'll have a big old plate of scones. We'll be talking about World Wrestling Federation in the 80s.
Probably not. Unless there's something paranormal with that. But if you do want a scone, just send us an email and we'll mail you one.
Two scones.
Do the email. We'll just hit reply and send you a scone through that.
Thanks for listening, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you for listening. Bye.